Moncrief on News Talk.
Next year will be the 100th anniversary of the death of the designer and architect Antonio Gaudi, a name eternally linked to Barcelona. His defining work was the Sagrada Familia, a church he didn't expect to be completed in his lifetime and still isn't finished. But yesterday, a major step in that construction was completed when a new tower was installed, making it the tallest church in the world. Stephen Bergen is a journalist based in Barca. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon.
So tell us something about what was put on the church yesterday. How big is it?
Well, it's the beginning of the end of the towers, the middle tower, the Tower of Jesus Christ, which when it was completed will be 172 meters tall and will be not only the tallest church in the world, but it will be the tallest building in Barcelona, which is quite amazing in the 21st century that a church should be the tallest building in a city. Mm. And what they started installing yesterday is a gigantic cross, which is being manufactured in Germany, which is basically a steel framed glass cross, which will be illuminated from within. I believe it's so big that you'll be able to go and walk around inside it. And that was the first part of that. So the building, basically, when they finished installing the cross, which is expected to be in June to mark the 100th anniversary of Gaudi's death, the building will essentially, but not totally, be complete. There will still be one facade that isn't done, and that's going to take another 10 years. But in terms of the skyline, the Sagrada Familia will be completed. And it's been very noticeable in the last couple of years of how much it's sprung up, of how you start to see it from parts of the city that you didn't before, because it is really quite massive.
This cross, was it part of Gaudi's design? Is there a wee bit of interpretation here?
Well, there's always a lot of dispute about, is this really what Gaudi wanted? There were problems in that his drawings were destroyed during the Civil War. His model for the Sagrada Familia which was made of plaster, was smashed up and had to be painstakingly put back together. The people in charge of finishing the building insists that it is the work of Gaudi. I think though it's a bit quibbling when you think that, I mean, this work began in 1882 and is finally going to be finished in 26.
Yeah.
And you think of any of the great cathedrals of Europe, of Notre Dame or Chartres, these also took centuries to complete. They were interrupted by wars and famines and what have you, and also incorporated changing architectural styles. So I think, to be fair, if Gaudi was alive, he'd be extremely old, obviously. he was a clever engineer. He would happily use some of the techniques that they're using. Whether the actual design is exactly what he had in mind. I mean, for example, this glass and steel cross, I don't think the technology to raise it onto the top of the tower would have existed in 1882. It's a kind of, you can quibble about it, but I think most people are happy that it's kind of,
okay.
The building looks like what Gaudi more or less wanted.
Yeah, and the light though shining out of it, is that a kind of a, because there aren't any other lights shining out of it.
Some people are a bit uneasy about this. Last year, they on the second highest tower, they put a glass. And people say that it's a little bit Disney, and that we're going to have this very tall building with a big illuminated cross. It was something he wouldn't have been able to do either, as there wasn't much electricity around in 1882. We'll see what it looks like. I think a lot of people have some misgivings about how that's actually going to look.
Now, as I understand it, I was actually there and did the tour during the summer, and in the person who gave us the tour was telling us about that there's one set of steps that have yet to be completed, But there's, when Gaudi did the plans, there wasn't, you know, apartment blocks and the like there. So is this a planning issue for it now to be finished?
Yeah, it's a big planning issue. When what will be or is supposed to be the main entrance at the moment just gives onto the street. And his plan was that there'd be this giant stairway that would lead up to it, suitably grand for a building like this. Unfortunately, in the ensuing 100-odd years, this has all been developed as housing, because when it started Sagrada Familia, if you look at the earliest pictures, there's nothing there. There's people grazing sheep. Mm. But there are now about 1,000 apartments in the way of this proposed stairway. And I was at a meeting a few weeks ago, and they're very reluctant to talk about it. They said, well, it's an ongoing discussion between ourselves and the local authority. I think ongoing is the key word, I think. Going on and on, I suspect.
I imagine so too. Stephen, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Stephen Bergen there, a journalist based in Barcelona. And as one texter says, 100 plus years. Did they get the same lads building the children's hospital?
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.